For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Although the state's previous drug supplier says they will not supply for this execution, Missouri says they found another willing pharmacy. Chris McDaniel has this report.
The pharmacy that sold Missouri the drug for three previous executions backed out recently after an inmate filed a lawsuit. In a court filing last night, the Attorney General's office said the inmate was trying to cut off the supply, but that the state found a different pharmacy. The inmate's attorneys say changing the supplier this close to the execution date leaves no time for the courts to decide on the new compounding pharmacy. Compounding pharmacies are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and the quality of their drugs varies from batch to batch. The execution is scheduled for next Wednesday. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri senators are expected to pass legislation that would send federal agents to jail for enforcing some federal gun laws. The measure on today's Senate calendar provides for any federal law considered by the state to infringe on gun rights to be declared null and void in Missouri. Federal agents enforcing those laws could face up to a year in prison and a $1,000 fine. Courts have consistently ruled that states cannot nullify federal laws. But supporters argue the measure is necessary to protect law-abiding gun owners from intrusive federal regulations. Opponents say it would not survive a court challenge. Earlier this week, the Senate stripped a provision requiring gun thefts to be reported within 72 hours. Senate approval of the bill would send it to the House. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to two separate but similar tax cut bills. As Marshall Griffin tells us, both bills would create tax breaks for business income that's reported on individual income tax returns.
The bills differ in this way. One would pair the business income deduction with a tax cut on corporations, while the other would pair it with a cut to Missouri's individual income tax rate. Republican Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County sponsors the second bill.
The states that are surrounding Missouri are committed to reducing their tax on production. We are in a border war with Kansas. And if we do not act, we will continue to lose jobs.
Democrats argued that the bills would allow individuals who don't own a business to classify themselves as business owners and would cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue each year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Both bills need another House vote before moving to the Missouri Senate. The University of Missouri is at a record pace of meeting its yearly fundraising totals. During the first 6 months of the 2014 fiscal year, the MU Advancement Office has raised almost $88 million of its $150 million goal for the year. MU Vice Chancellor for Advancement, Tom Hiles, says university officials are excited about all the support they have received.
We listed a number of seven-figure commitments, million-dollar-plus gifts, including the one announced last week for journalism at $6.7 million. So it's very encouraging and very gratifying to see the number of donors step forward to support Mizzou.
Hiles says the making of a new fundraising record is an important milestone, but says there is more work to do. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that could give deployed military members and the disabled a chance to be listed first on a ballot if they run for office. Missouri uses a random drawing to determine the ballot order for candidates who file in person on the first day of a filing period. The legislation allows proxies to draw numbers for candidates who cannot be physically present because they are disabled or deployed on active military duty. Two separate bills that would each cut state income taxes have received first-round approval in the Missouri House. Both bills would create tax breaks for business income reported on individual income tax returns. The first would pair the business income deduction with a tax cut for corporations, while the second would pair it with a tax cut for individuals. Democrat John Carpenter of Clay County says both bills are deceptive.
When you do a special exemption for people who call themselves business owners and allow them to pay half the tax rate as the rest of us, what you do is you encourage people to call themselves business owners when they're not really.
Carpenter and other Democrats say the proposals would cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue every year. Supporters say they would provide much-needed relief to small business owners and help Missouri keep pace with Kansas and other surrounding states that have cut taxes. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed last year's tax cut proposal and said last week that he would veto any bill this year that deprives funding to public schools and universities. A propane inventory shortage is causing higher heating prices for Kirksville residents. These price increases are leaving some of the city's residents unable to afford the basic propane needed to heat their homes. Local organizations, such as the Northeast Missouri Community Action Agency, are helping those in need through energy assistance programs, which provide funds to families to pay off the cost of propane and other sources of energy. NMCAA employee Mindy Garrett says price increases are keeping her office busy.
We're having a lot of people come in and ask to receive crisis money for propane expenses because they're unable to afford them.
Garrett says the recent cold weather has affected propane inventory as well, with more propane needed to heat homes than usual. Propane companies blame the shortage on a variety of factors, including higher prices for propane overseas and the colder weather, which encourages American companies to export more propane. Of the roughly 350 men and women who preserved and protected art during World War II, four of them were Missouri natives. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt toured the St. Louis Art Museum Wednesday to take a look at some of the pieces the so-called Monuments Men fought for.
The Republican has sponsored a bill that would award the Monuments Men with the Congressional Gold Medal. They're credited with preserving millions of cultural artifacts. During his tour, Blunt took a look at a couple of them.
Well, I looked at a number of pieces, but I particularly wanted to see the two pieces that were part of this story, the Portrait of a Gentleman and Portrait of a Lady, that are the 1540 pieces from Hans Melick.
If passed, the legislation would allow the Congressional Gold Medal to be housed by the Smithsonian. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.